Kino Lamedalit describes the Maisa of the Dam of Zechariah Hanovi, how the Zechariah Hanovi came to give Musa to Klal Yisrael, and they killed him. And for 250 years, his blood was bubbling. And when Nebuzaradan came in and he saw the blood bubbling, he asked, "What is this?" And they told him that it's dams of Ochim, Purim. And he compared the different blood, Dam Purim, Dam Elim, and it didn't match. And he said, "If you're not going to tell me, I'm going to kill you out." And he finally told him that a Novi was giving us Musa, and we killed him. And for 250 years, the blood is boiling. And Abu Zaradan said, "I'm going to appease it." And he took Kehanim, young children, older, Zakenim, and he shechted them until the blood of the ones that he shechted mixed with the blood of Zechariah, and it didn't stop bubbling. Finally, Nebuzaradan picked his eyes up and he said, we say at the end of this kinnah, Adeinoson Nebuzaradan Libay Lashamayim, until Nebuzaradan picked up his heart to Shamayim, Vayayim Ha'ein Dai Bivnois Yushalayim, isn't it enough, the ones that I already killed out? Hakola Ata Oise Lisheris Hashivya, do you want me to kill Klal Yisrael out completely? And the Gemara says that that's when the blood stopped boiling. And Poshet, the way we understand it is, because of the threat, even though that the blood of Zechariah wasn't appeased, but that the Buzaran was threatening, he's going to kill Klal Yisrael, and that Zechariah didn't want to happen, and that's why he stopped bubbling. But I saw another pshat in the Gemara from Rav Chaskel Levenstein, Zechayna Levracha. And the emphasis is that we could maybe say that that's pshat over here in the Kino. In the Kino, it says a very interesting thing. It says, Dokar Yishishem Lemeyos Ubachurim Liribois. He stabbed Yishishem, older people, by the hundreds, Ubachurim, and younger people, the Ribois, by the tens of thousands. Vayered Loteva Kayane Hashem Tzvokois. And he shechted Kayanim. Ve'ein Sheket L'dam Novi. And there was no rest. The dam of the Novi kept on boiling. Vayehi L'moifes V'ois. And it was a moifes, a wonder. Why does it say over here in the Kino that was Vayehi L'moifes V'ois? The moifes V'ois was that the blood of Zechariah was boiling for 250 years. The fact that it didn't stop after he killed Yishishim and Bahurim and Kehane Hashem wasn't the greater moifes v'ois. But the higher the pshat is that of course it was a nes that the blood of Zechariah was boiling. But Klal Yisrael thought that by killing out the Yishishim and the Bahurim and the Kehane Hashem, that would be enough kapora to make that the blood of Zechariah should stop boiling. They would have a kapara. But after they saw how many people were killed, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people were killed, and the blood of Zechariah was still boiling, that was a wonder. Klal Yisrael didn't realize how great a chet it was. Klal Yisrael knew that people had to be killed out. But that is such a chet that even after thousands and thousands of people are killed out, it's still Ein Sheket L'dam Novi. That was a moifes v'ois. But Klal Yisrael didn't realize the daga of the chet. But after Nebuzaradan called out that I'm ready to kill out Gans Klal Yisrael, That's when Klal Yisrael realized what the chet was. They realized that the chet of killing Al Zechariah was worthy of wiping out Klal Yisrael for that. And that was the only thing that appeased the dam of Zechariah. It wasn't the threat. It was the realization that Klal Yisrael came to. Through the threat, they finally realized that the threat was telling us the darga of how great this Aveira was. The Aveira was such a great Aveira that it's worthy to wipe out Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael came to that realization, they did tshuva, and that's the only thing that really appeased the dam of Zechariah.